Matt Jewelers.
KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Now,
this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a Friday. Or as Esme's shirt says out front, Fri-yay. Either way,
I saw that.
It is Nick and myself as we lead you into your weekend, doing what we do from 1 to 4 on the Press Box as we get things started on a beautiful day in the neighborhood with a Astros extra inning victory. Take it no matter how and which way you can get it. It didn't look like they were going to figure things out last night, but they did some way, somehow. So always good news to start with there. But
are you going to start putting some respect on Rayleigh's name or no?
No.
Why not?
One game does not make up for the shortcomings of the rest of the season. Nick, I actually heard Charlie say this too, because I've been on this train before Charlie started playing Choo-Choo Commander.
Here we go.
Shots the ERA. No. This is complimenting Charlie because he's on board with me. Rayleigh's ERA dipped under 8 last night. Got to about 7.5 from about 9.5 two outings ago. So, golf clap for you, Brooksy. Doesn't make me feel any better when you come in out of the pen and take the hill.
Well, how you doing, buddy? What's going on with your life? You looked a little stressed walking into the studio. And look, this is a platform. Look, we're fortunate enough to have this platform to allow us to vent sometimes. Yeah. So talk to me.
So I got home last night, Nick. And as you know, and we have talked about, and we even talked about in the last week, that being Apple clients with our laptops and such, it can pose problems because they got you by the grapes.
Well, they do.
I had already explained to you that my charger cord was starting to go, and also that even though I got my battery replaced and my keyboard replaced, that if I don't have it plugged in, it will turn itself off even if it has a full charge.
I have the same issue.
Yes. Now, I've been told, by the way, and I will give you a pointer on that, where I think we're going to be able to fix that.
Okay.
But I got home last night. Lisa asked me, we're trying to, as I told you, rescue all these different dogs for people and find homes for them, and she said, hey, the pictures you sent me, I couldn't download. Can you show them to me on your computer? I go, yeah, sure. Let me get it for you. And then I went, uh-oh. I did a Maddie. Uh-oh. And I'm like, no charger cord. She goes, why is that a problem? I go, because without it, my computer won't stay on. So I'm ripping through my bag. Nothing there. Text Aaron Raybould. Let me check during the break. Yep, Fred and AJ said it's right there.
You pulled the Charlie Palillo and left the plug
left
in the
it.
Studio.
And so I knew I was already like on the verge of needing one anyway. So I go online, I find one on Best Buy.
Best Buy, it's okay, because there's a listener that said you can get it for $15 off of Amazon.
Said 20. So I bought it. Went and picked it up curbside.
Really?
Guess what? It was just the plug. No cord, nothing else. Had to go back. Went into the store. Really pissed me off. Then, nothing pisses me off too more, by the way, Nicholas, than customer service friendly person that wants to call me boss. The entire conversation. I walk in the door. What's up, boss? What can I help you with, boss? I just bought this online for this computer right here. Yeah, boss. That's not going to cut it for you, boss.
And so when you got that cable, how much more money was the cable?
Add another $60 to the $19.99.
Yeah.
$79.99. And got an extra heavy-duty cord for something I don't know because it's not going to be needed ever. But it's the. I go, is this the only option I have? He goes, yeah, Apple doesn't sell it with just the one you need, you get both. I go, oh, for the low price of $79.99.
Yeah, I knew there was no way. When that texter or caller said it was going to be 15 or 20, I was like, oh, okay. All right, we'll see.
So that really pissed me off.
So are you going to return what you purchased?
No, but yeah, well, I did. So I returned the one that was just the plug and exchanged it with money added on to it to get the one that I have now, which is
so
very nice and everything, but it damn well better be for $79.99.
Agreed.
Now, what Boss Man told me was boss, because I told him what was going on.
My dad used to tell me never say that.
Boss and chief. I don't need boss and chief.
If you're dealing with a client or a customer.
Sir, ma'am.
So, do not call them boss or chief. They're not your friend.
No, right. So Boss Man tells me. I said, hey, you know, my buddy I work with has the same thing. We both have Macs. We both have the issue that they're fully charged, but if they're not plugged in, he's like, yeah, boss, here's the deal. You got to go to the Apple store, but essentially it's the way they put the battery in for you. It's just a small adjustment, but it should correct everything. And even if it's been like a year since you bought the battery, it's fixable. I was like, oh, cool. I was like, but you know what? The Apple store at the mall, the line is like down the length of the mall. And he goes, yeah, now here's the other key, boss. Here's the tip. Go online, make an appointment. Then they call you by the appointment. Don't worry about where the line is. And you get 15 minutes uninterrupted with an Apple person that can help you. I was like, that sounds like a painful process, but I'm going to consider it.
I don't know about the whole you can just move the battery around. I feel like I'm not a technician. I'm not an IT guy like Barry Laminack.
Right. I don't know how to take apart a computer to put
the battery. Smells like some BS.
I'm sorry. I'm allergic to bullshit.
I hope it's accurate, but I also, having seen that line every time I've been at the mall in Sugar Land, I don't know if those people don't have appointments or they do, but regardless, there's a whole lot of people waiting in line to get into that Apple store, and I am not anxious to be the next one.
Well, that particular store has been like closed and opened and closed and open, and so it's like people are they really need that store. That is one of the busier stores. I'm not going to say it's the busiest Apple store.
The busiest one's in the Galleria.
Not shocking.
Right.
But it is definitely a busy location because yes. I've been there several times, and it's normally where I get stuff taken care of. So, all right. So that was the issue, the plug. Now you got your plug back and you're all plugged up and you're good.
Here's the other thing, Nick, that's puzzling about all that was the other day I thought the mall stores opened at 10. So I got there interrupting Charlie Pilillo's mall walking crowd. And the line was already about 25 deep at the Apple store. Because I guess they're the only store that does open a little earlier. Either that or they're waiting for the doors to open. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Their hours are cut big time. I'm not even sure they're open past 6 or 7 anymore, the First Colony Mall, during the week. I could be wrong about that. I'd have to Google it. But there was a time where, I mean, they cut their hours pretty short. But it's not the end of the world because you got your plug back. You're all good.
I got power.
You got power.
I was able to start working on everything last night because, of course, my dear sweet Madison got up when mommy got up and wasn't feeling like going back to bed and kept yelling daddy on the monitor till I had to go spend a couple hours in the middle of the night. And every time she fell asleep, when I went to put her down, the minute she touched the freaking crib, nope, not having it. So dad didn't sleep a lot. So I figured, might as well get the show rolling today. And there was plenty to talk about. And it starts with an Astros victory. So that's good.
Yes, indeed. I liked it. Miles Straw, great base running.
Yes.
In that final play there. Completely anticipated the situation. Did not look good, like you mentioned in the beginning of the segment. I didn't think they'd get out of it. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. But Bregman with a really good play. And that throw by Gallo was just an absolute pellet to get Chaz out.
Yeah.
Like Dusty said in the post game, had that ball been hit 5 feet further, you know, he probably would have been safe. So at the end of the day, they got the dub, and that's all that matters, because that's the team that matters. It's certainly not the Rockets, and it's certainly not the Texans. And at least we got an update, I guess, kind of. There's some lawyers going back and forth at each other with the whole Deshaun Watson situation. We could talk about that.
Yep.
I want to talk about Jerry West getting butt hurt.
Oh, I really want to talk about that too, yeah.
Shaq still thinks Zach Randolph is in the league.
As much as I try and have an argument with you on Shaq's intelligence, it doesn't show a whole lot.
He's not helping you when he sounds like
this.
He's
not helping me at all.
No. Let me say that. I'm saying you were talking like they were championship caliber. That's how you were talking. That's the energy
they got home court advantage.
They're playing well. Shout out to my good friend Fresh West. He helped change the culture.
Yes.
Thibodeau's doing a great job, and Zach Randolph is playing MVP caliber basketball.
Hold on.
Congratulations to you, Knicks fans.
He doesn't play right now. Julius Randle.
Whatever his name is.
You said Zach Randolph.
Oh, well, you know what? I was thinking about my boy Zach. Zebo, what's up, Zebo?
Julius,
no, they do got similar games. Yeah, bully ball.
So, bro, you called him hyper-intelligent. It doesn't help
your case. Business-wise, investment-wise, marketing-wise, the opportunities that he picks and chooses and how his companies
make
money.
How long has Zach Randolph been out of the league, sir?
Probably 3 or 4 years.
3 full seasons.
Yeah.
3 full seasons, and you're still... He's playing MVP caliber basketball right now. Excuse me?
Now, I'm interested from a boxer's perspective and listeners to the program. Does it bother you that he and Charles butcher so many names and don't know the rosters? Because
I like that part.
Because here's the thing to me. It's part of the entertainment factor, and let's be honest, as well as both have played during their career, and as much as they know about the game, people are not tuning in to hear nothing but expert analysis on X's and O's and things like that. They're tuning in as much for the arguments, the one-liners. Later in the show, I don't know if you saw it or not, did you see Charles have a cramp?
Yep. I saw the whole video. I saw it live. I was like, this is going to be all over Twitter. And it was. They didn't care. It totally looked like Shaq was spanking
Barkley. Went right over there and just started rubbing Charles's butt. And then after he did it, he was like, guys, let's not use that video. It's a little late for that.
It's too late. Once it's on TNT, America can see it. I thought it was funny. Part of the reason why we like that show, I thought it was funny.
But, you know, there are clips, too, when he sounds really on it. And then there's that clip right there sounds almost like he's on something. It just sounds like he's
like
a little
Shaq?
Off. Yeah.
I don't know. He's 49, about to hit the big 5-0, I think. He's not quite 5-0, but he's about to be either this year or next year. I don't know if he turned 49 this year or turned 49 last year. But, yeah, I thought that was a funny clip.
And, you know, OG's going to take a shot at me just like because he heard the conversation that you and I had about Shaq being hyper-intelligent. It's not about being hyper-intelligent like how he comes off on TNT. It's about the fact that he took Papa John's when it was in the toilet, when Papa John himself basically made that a no-touch business, and especially amongst the African-American community. He not only invested in it, he became the spokesperson for it, not without doing a lot of research, and he's turned it completely around, and he's done that for a ton of businesses. And
in
watching the show that they do called Shaq Life on TNT, you realize the businesses he's got involved in, they've flourished, and he's made a boatload of money because of it.
I just don't think it's because of his intelligence. That's all. That's the only disagreement I have on you. I don't think he's hyper-intelligent, even in business. That's just my opinion. I don't want to insult him like he's stupid because he clearly is more successful than me and has a lot more money. But I still say that the bulk of his success and money that he's gotten is because of his natural God-given talent more than anything else.
Well,
now, the Papa John's thing, that's a good point because what he mentioned about relating to the, you know, being able to get pizza and get it under $20
yes.
because they want to have money left over. That's a great point, but that's because he lived it. You know what I mean? That's an experience that he knew, and they needed that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But like outright, like, I don't know. I mean, I just, he doesn't strike me as that guy. He strikes me as a guy that has a bunch of smart people around him.
I encourage you again to watch the documentary, the show.
Yeah, I still have to.
Because he has a philosophy too about the businesses he speaks for, endorses, and what he gets out of it—not just payment, but sometimes a lot of times investing it too. From the general to whatever the color printer that he does, but the way that since he became involved, they've actually had huge upticks. It shows that he knows what he's doing, and from the show's perspective, he's not getting a whole lot of help. It's basically, you know, because he went back and got his degree and he really spent some time, not just in the law enforcement degree, but he went for business too. So.
But did you hear what he said about not being able to pass his classes and how they let him go to the community college?
That was while he was hooping. I mean, when he was done hooping, that's when he could actually focus on his studies, not worried about just getting to the NBA and getting paid. But, you know, I think his career as a player. He what made well over.
Oh, yeah. He's.
Was it $200 million? I mean,
he made well over $200 million.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're just getting started on the program. Lots of opportunities for you guys to join the show. 713-780-3776. HR&P Lister Line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us up on Twitch and Twitter. On Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Together with the Press Box, just getting it rolling on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Houston are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
It's time to get lit with Hybrid Light. Around the house, working in the garage, or on a camping trip, Hybrid Light has a solution. See the entire collection at hybridlight.com. They've got flashlights, lanterns, and headlamps with the coolest tech. Hybrid Lights work off lithium-ion batteries with solar recharging. So stop buying old-school batteries and go with a Hybrid Light. You can even charge your phone with it. Order today and get 20% off with promo code ESPN20. That's ESPN20 for 20% off, plus free shipping. Hybridlight.com.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, if you haven't signed up for the ESPN 97.5 listener email yet, you need to, because you get the latest information on what's going on with all the people and everything surrounding ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 FM, including upcoming events, giveaways, a chance to be highlighted as our listener of the week. All you got to do to sign up, ESPN975.com, and just follow the instructions. Subscribe now. All right, so we were talking about the Astros with a victory last night. Look, when you're 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position, it kind of reminded me of the Angels game where they were winning the whole game and then lost 5-4 with that implosion in the sixth inning.
Yeah.
Those are the games that leave that indelible mark on me from season to season where I remember them, they stick in my craw and go, damn it, that's a game at the end of the season that I know I'm going to look back on and go, they should not have let that one go. That game last night had the constant feeling from the way that Javier didn't look like himself early on, and unbelievably, he settled in and really got on a nice little roll. But I kept watching it, I kept looking at it, and I kept going, this is one they're going to blow a one-run game. Yeah. This is one where it's going to get away from.
But this is a good thing, though. The fact that they got win, I mean, they first it was a 9-1 win, then they get a grind-out win, probably not the way you want to win the game, but the fact that they beat them twice means a lot. Simply because of what you just mentioned about what happened in the sixth inning and the other game where everything just imploded and went wrong for the Astros. So the fact that they beat them 9-1 and then they had a grind out game and pulled that out as well, I'm all about it. Are you okay with the whole runner on second still? Or
I still don't like it.
I don't like it either.
But I understand that, again, the game only went 11 innings.
As opposed to like 16.
Yeah, it could have gone 16, 17, 18, right? So I'm okay from that perspective. I understand what they're trying to do. But I think it just takes away, you're changing the actual game of baseball the way it's been played for like hundreds of years just to appease the millennials that want to get to bed at a certain time and also maybe remotely besides time of game worry about how many pitchers you use.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of like the NFL now talking about with a 17-game schedule, we may be facing load management. Like at a certain point, you go back and look and go, guys in the NBA flew commercial and never took a load management game. Guys in the NFL, one extra game, and I know you get beat to hell. But at the same time, one extra game is not going to have you look at the schedule and go, week 9, I'm probably going to sit that one out.
Yeah, that doesn't justify load management. You know the nature of the game anyway. That's why you only play once a week in most cases. I understand they expanded the schedule, but yeah, I don't understand this whole load management situation.
Just like looking at baseball.
Yeah.
If you run short on pitchers, especially now because every team, not just the Astros who have it extremely close, but every team makes sure their AAA club is fairly close. If you do go through an excessive amount of pitchers in a game or two, you can always make some roster moves for the short term and get yourself a little extra help.
Yeah.
I'm not going to use the P word. The wussification of highly overpaid athletes for the sake of extra rest to me doesn't fly.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Now, two more questions regarding the Astros game for you. A, did you think that Altuve, I didn't see it, the replay, but that one little hit late in the game that almost looked like it was a foul ball, but it ended up being fair play. I thought that was a foul ball. But it could have been fair. I just didn't see it. Like, in real time, it looked like it was a foul ball. So what did you think about that play?
Did they review that?
I don't think so. I don't think it was reviewable.
On the foul line?
Or maybe it was, and I think it came back.
I think if it would have been
In any case, they ruled it fair.
Yeah, I think if the Rangers had really felt that adamant about it, because there was one double play ball that I thought, oh, for sure, they're going to challenge that.
Yeah.
And then they must have got the replay a lot quicker than AT&T Sportsnet. It was bang, bang, but they had gotten him.
Yeah. And then the decision to pinch run with Chaz.
That was awful.
Why did he do that?
It was just awful. I mean, look, from the standpoint of if you lined up Yordan and Chaz for a 40, most people would say by the time we get to the 40-yard mark, Chaz would be in the lead.
Yeah.
But if you just look at what it takes timing-wise for each guy to get from base to base, and they do calculate these kind of things, I got to believe it's not that far off, because you know what is far off? Yordan's batting average to Chaz's batting average.
Therefore,
I don't take Yordan out no matter what.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a gamble that can kind of bite you in the butt, but it's a decision he made. Apparently, I mean, Dusty says he thinks he's the third fastest guy on the roster. He looked like he was 270.
Chaz?
That's what he said in the post. And he looked like he was 275 pounds running for home plate. He looked big. And I'm not saying he didn't run his ass off or he wasn't fast. He just didn't look that fast on TV. But apparently he was the third fastest running guy. I don't know why he decided to go with that decision, because I felt like, but at the end of the day, they still got the result that they wanted. But I didn't know. Those are the two things that I wanted to bring up to you about the game.
The big thing for me with Dusty is, and I get he plays his gut decisions a lot, but like when you look at who your best hitters are, and you and I just, we talk about this every day. He's responsible for it every day. So he fills out the lineup card. Whether someone in the analytics department, when he's filling out the lineup card, puts that little three-digit number that represents their average next to their name or not,
yeah,
you got a damn good idea that you got the best middle of the lineup in all of Major League Baseball from an average perspective, from an average-wise. Just what they're hitting.
Purely average, yeah.
Purely average, even 1 through 6, I would argue, is better than any team in the league. Don't tinker with it when you know that you've already had 16 missed opportunities with runners in scoring position, and you know that every game is important. It's a divisional foe. Who gives a flying leap about the silver boot? You want to beat the hell out of the Rangers.
Agreed.
The A's were getting their ass kicked, so you're going to gain a game on them. Don't fart around. Don't take him out of the lineup. I didn't like it at all.
And Alvarez is just absolutely killing it right now. What is he batting, like 350 right now? The guy is absolutely killing it. That's a guy you absolutely do not take out of the lineup, unless there's some sort of emergency situation. I don't know why he would do that, but man, this guy is absolutely feasting at the plate. I mean, he's doing whatever, and we were always talking about how he would be great as long as those knees hold up. He's been holding up pretty well. He's only, 23 years of age. I want him in the lineup, and I want to see him play all the time, more times than not. So, I really enjoyed watching. I stayed up and watched it. I was going to text you. I was like, you know what? It's probably past Joel's bedtime. He's probably in bed.
No, but I did end up falling asleep on the love seat, and I woke up at like 1:30.
With Matt? Oh, like
no,
with
and then I went to bed, and at 2:30, Maddie was up, and I was up for like 2 hours. So I was like, at least I got some sleep on the love seat watching the end of the game. But, you know, I don't know. I look at this, and I say, because you bring up a good point, Nick, I want to remind Astros fans, for as bad as it could have been this year, when you think about how many question marks this offense had, and again, this is why, because I'm hammering this point home about how good this lineup has been. The Dodgers are spending way more money than you. But guess what? The Dodgers aren't as good as you in terms of run differential or in terms of the average of each and every player in your top six. Yankees the same way. Take the best team or your favorite team in baseball and look at it and realize, as much as you want to hate on the Astros, offensively, you can't compete with them right now. And we remember that we said, like Nick just brought up, Yordan was a massive question mark because of his knees, because of his less than stellar playoffs, because of the fact that He hardly played in preseason. You thought, are we even going to have this guy? Especially after losing. Springer. There was another bat out of the lineup.
Yeah.
Yuli and Altuve were god-awful for most of last year. So you didn't know? Was it finally passing him by? Was Altuve going to be a big liability in terms of a lot of money and not a lot of production anymore? All of a sudden, them and more. Diaz is healthy, and whenever he's in the lineup, he's hitting. And everybody's flourishing. So it's a very positive situation for the Astros, but that's why I'm so focused on doing something about center field. I don't care how good his base running was. I don't care. He can get a couple hits here or there. It's insurmountable to make up the amount of ground you've given up in terms of how bad you've been at the plate this year, Miles Straw.
Yeah, no question. I think we'll get into more Astros talk either next hour or the final hour. But I do want to talk NBA, man. There's been a bunch of good storylines. I want to talk about Haslam getting ejected. The Suns-Blazers game was really, really good. We talked a little bit about Shaq and then obviously Jerry West being butthurt. Yep. So there's a bunch to talk about in the NBA world. This is the time, people.
Yes.
This is the time. If you're turned off by NBA right now, I don't know what else to tell you because this is the time going into the postseason. I know some people still don't like the NBA. They don't like us discussing the NBA. But this is the time to do it. There were some good games and some good storylines.
I mean, there's also other things, too, that we're going to tap into. I found top barbecue spots in America, a list, followed by worst barbecue cities in America.
Okay.
Texans are not going to be happy, and I want everyone going at these people.
Let's do it.
And on top of that, we're going to eventually get to the fact, because it's Friday, Americans don't want to go back to the office for fear of having to poop. These are things we talk about on Fridays, people. This is what we're doing. It's the Press Box, ESPN. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
It's time for some straight talk. Sure, saving money feels good. But cutting your wireless bill in half, that feels really good. Like walk-off home run in the ninth inning kind of good. Okay, maybe not that good, but pretty darn good. With Straight Talk, you can get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month, up to 50% less than the other guys, plus no contract. All in America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot when you can pay half? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called Cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Hold on. You want me to tell them about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea in just 30 seconds? This is impossible. Hey, I'm Billy from Twisted Tea. How can I explain that first sip of cold, smooth, real brewed tea? So good! And the extra kick you get from just the right amount of alcohol? The twist of lemon, the... Wait, what? We're almost out of time? Oh, shit. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans wherever you buy beer.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Goodyear knows the importance of keeping momentum as you head down the stretch. Momentum starts with movement. It's pulled from the air like a contested rebound. Momentum builds with steals and fast breaks, and is proven by deep threes as the shot clock expires. Momentum is how we change the game. And now it's time to discover where it can take us. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. Stop looking all over for high-quality windows and siding at an affordable price. Do like I did, call Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding replaced my old windows with exemplary customer service and high-quality products. It enhanced the appearance of my house and increased the energy efficiency of my home. Take advantage of their specials right now. 25% off windows or buy 10, get 2 free. $2,000 off complete siding jobs. Home and virtual appointments available. Family run for 4 generations. 832-204-1936 or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
Hey, sports fans, Jake Asman of Sports Map Radio here, and I've got a scoop for you. We partnered up with the folks at Score Trade to test out something new and different in fantasy sports. We'll be kicking off live fantasy sports games on the Score Trade app all the way through the NBA playoffs. Score Trade's a bit different than what you might be used to in fantasy sports, but it's pretty simple. Instead of making your picks and waiting to see what happens in the game, with Score Trade, you're going to be playing live fantasy during the game. 8 contests a night, real-time, live in-game fantasy sports on the Score Trade app. Download Score Trade today. It's free to download and free to play. For your Apple or Android phone in the App Store or Google Play, play a few games and shoot me an email, jake@scoretrade.com, and let me know what you think. Tell me what's cool, what's not, and what you want to see in the next version of Score Trade. And finally, sometimes us radio folks get paid every single time we say a sponsor's name. So with that in mind, Score Trade, Score Trade, Score Trade, Score Trade.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
And Udonis has him now in words with Dwight Howard. And, oh, he poked him in the face! He poked him in the face! Udonis Haslem going right at Dwight Howard. And I believe more technicals are going to be assessed here. Sam Cassell with willing ears listening to Udonis Haslem. As it's almost like Haslem has said, Howard, I've been watching you all year. I'm not putting up with it. And now Haslem, kick him out. He's out. He got kicked out. So Udonis Haslem gets in the game, but now he's not. See ya. UD out.
Let me handle this for you, Nick, and show you a little bit again of how gifted and skilled I am. That was Tom McGinnis, the play-by-play voice of the Philadelphia 76ers radio network, as he called the Sixers Heat game last night. You don't have to look it up. I had it. I know Tommy. He's great.
I could tell from the way your face, like your little grin on your face right now.
Now, here's the thing. I love this. Haslem is a staple of the Miami community and the Heat.
Yep.
They keep him on the roster as just the greatest locker room guy. He's a leader. He's going to be a coach someday. This was his first stint in the game all year. Now, on top of that, he got off to a fantastic start. He made his first 2 shots. He grabbed a rebound. He was doing everything right. And then Dwight Howard happened.
Yeah.
And quite simply, because he's been in the league long enough, and Dwight spent a good stint of time in Orlando when they were playing each other regularly, everyone knows what Dwight's about.
No question. It got a little chippy between Trevor Ariza and Joel Embiid initially.
Yep.
Then Dwight Howard got a little cocky, and he let him know, don't act like you were just, you know, like I didn't see what you were doing there, buddy. You absolutely did it. The guy gets ejected 3 minutes, I think, into the game. He's the oldest active player in the NBA at the age of 40 right now. And everybody wants someone like that in the locker room. Mm-hmm. There is value to a guy that is clearly past his prime, but a good locker room.
They're
You'd be surprised how
back.
Many teams are willing to pay the veteran minimum for a guy that's a veteran and does not produce from a point standpoint, has a really good culture in the locker room, and does really, really well. That's what you need on every single team. We had the Rockets had it before. Spurs have had it.
But
the
Nick,
Lakers have had it.
Spoelstra's talking about bringing him back next year. It's not because he can play. You're not going to get 50. Look, even Nene, you were expecting to get 10 minutes a game out of Nene, right?
Right.
You're looking at Udonis Haslem. You can't tell me you're thinking you're going to get 10, 15 minutes a game.
No, he's not getting 10 or 15 minutes. Look, like I said, there's other intangibles and other value that he brings to the table. If he brings him back. I'm not even sure Haslem got in trouble by anybody, in, like the coach or anything. I don't think they even care, to be honest with you.
Spoelstra called it the play of the game. He loved it.
That's
and
great.
I mean, and the Heat blew him out, too, and it was a much-needed win.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to say about the Howard part of this.
Okay.
I've told you this before. This whole spiel gets so old to me. Dwight lifts weights a lot. But you know why? Because he likes how it makes him look.
He
loves
big shoulders.
Mirrors. He loves to look and say, but you know what? He couldn't fight if you said, hey, Dwight, here's some boxing gloves and just have at it with the Philly Fanatic. He couldn't beat the Philly Fanatic. But you know what? He looks like he is a world champion scrapper when 3 guys are between him and whoever he's supposed to fight. And he did it again last night. He waited till like a security guy and 3 teammates were holding him back. Then, oh, I'm going to get him. Oh, you come over here. You come get some. And all of a sudden, if it was like if the Red Sea parted and there were nobody between him and Udonis, he doesn't want any of that smoke.
Yeah, but that's the NBA, and I agree with everything that you said. Dwight ain't trying to go out and fight you. I feel like Trevor Ariza will, as long as you're about his size. But if you're like significantly bigger, maybe not. Zach Randolph, the guy that Shaq still thinks is in the league, probably would have whooped your ass back in the day.
I warned you. I've told you over and over again. My top three or four of do not ever mess with starts with those guys. Yeah. Like Joel Embiid may be bigger than Trevor. You don't know what kind of army Trevor can bring if necessary. And you have no idea what he can do. He's the silent assassin.
I don't like the new look, though, by the way. The hair,
I'm with you.
It looks weird.
I'm with you.
Not feeling the new look. All right, Jeannie Buss, I think, went on record to say, who's the five most important people in the Lakers history, like the Lakers franchise history, and Jerry West was butthurt.
I saw the other day who Jeannie Buss is, made a statement that the five most important Lakers.
Yes.
One of the most offensive things I've ever heard in my life. Let's put it this way. I was there a lot of times, and had a lot of success, and would be curious to know why, if they would have had that success if I hadn't been there. And we had a little small staff, and I don't ever take credit for stuff. I don't. But when I was around, maybe I was just a good luck charm, okay? But I do know that when this thing fell apart, there was a lot of years that they weren't very good.
Tell me where he's wrong. This dude's the logo. This dude, before he was a unbelievable general manager, this dude was an incredible player. Jeannie Buss, I get it. You were engaged and boinking Phil Jackson, but you put him on your top five list? Hey, look, if you want to put him on your top five bedfellows, that's one thing. If you want to put him alongside of Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, she put LeBron on there because he's still there.
Of course.
Who was her fourth? Was it Elgin Baylor?
Let me see. The top five.
Regardless, while Nick looks that up, her fifth was Phil Jackson, who never played.
Shaquille O'Neal, Wilt Chamberlain, okay. Elgin Baylor, James Worthy didn't make the bus list. So I don't know how offended he should be. Considering...
Wait, they didn't? None of those guys did? Shaq didn't make the list of the top five?
No.
So her top five, I know she said Magic. I know she said Kareem.
Kobe.
Oh, Kobe, LeBron, and Phil freaking Jackson.
Yep, that's who it is. Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Phil Jackson, LeBron James, and Magic Johnson, and she left out Jerry West. I think she probably, is it fair considering, yeah, LeBron James won a championship, to remove LeBron and put Jerry West in that situation?
No, you remove Phil Jackson and you put Jerry West in the situation.
Yeah, 100%.
Because not only did he do it as a player and do it year after year after year for the Lakers, so much so that, again, like
that
I said,
sense.
He's the logo. But then when he took over all of basketball operations, and by the way, when he talks about that small staff, Jeannie's completely incapable brother, Johnny, was on their staff along with Mitch Kupchak.
Uh-huh.
He had to babysit Johnny and still make all the moves he made. He orchestrated the trade to get Kobe. He orchestrated the signing and the acquisition of Shaquille O'Neal. He drafted Byron Scott. He through a trade as well. He got the draft rights. He drafted Derek Fisher. He put the team together that was a dynasty for the Lakers after being parts of successful teams and having an unbelievable career as a Laker. Jeannie Buss should pick up the phone already and have apologized.
Nah, she seems like a person that's... I mean, I'm not saying she's mean or the B word, but she seems like she's not going to go back and apologize.
That's her bad. She needs to make good on that one, because that is just that's not even an oversight. That's an embarrassment.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, only because of the Phil Jackson situation. I mean, it's hard. If you're going to put top five, I guess someone has to feel butt hurt. I mean, do we even credit Phil Jackson for the triangle offense? Wasn't it Tex Winter.
Tex Winter
was the one who really came up with that offense that did so well.
Phil hired him. They implemented it. But I think your point is valid as well, too. I would take both LeBron and Phil Jackson.
LeBron got
one title in the bubble for the Lakers. James Worthy, and he's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's one. Shaq,
Phil
he
first.
Did more. Shaq did more and won more titles in L.A. than LeBron has so far.
Yeah.
Maybe LeBron makes it someday before his career's over. We don't know how it's going to end.
Yeah.
But in terms of the guys you named that were left off the list, there's plenty right at the top that goes, take LeBron, take Phil, get them to the side, put them on the not-on list, and you got a better list already.
It's always funny when old people are offended, though. That's why I wanted to play
But Nick, Jerry West is as classy as it gets.
He is.
He even said, he's not that guy. Like, you saw him. Did you see the tribute when TNT did the tribute and had him on for Kobe when Kobe died?
Yes, I vaguely remember his speech. I remember Shaq's and Michael Jordan's more.
But his raw emotion of talking about, like, how when he went and made the trade to get him.
Oh, I do remember that now.
And what, and his son was driving him around L.A. to show him around.
Yeah, I do remember
and how he
that,
became
yeah.
almost like family. And he said, I will never get over this day. No one doubted it for a second, and everybody knew the sincerity of going, Jerry doesn't either show a lot of emotion. So for him to show what the emotion and say this didn't sit well with him, it shouldn't. And Laker fans should be pissed. That's just my opinion. That's a bad look for Jeannie Buss. You got to know your franchise better than that. Just because you were bedfellows with Phil Jackson. Phil's going to be known as the Bulls coach, as a dynasty coach, and the all-time winningest coach. Don't tell me that he supersedes players that gave their blood, sweat, and tears to long-standing successful seasons for the Lakers, in my opinion.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I can see why he's upset. I just wanted to play the audio because it was, in most cases, like it's print. It's a print quote. It doesn't give you as much as the same kick as audio. But yeah, I mean, the guy is clearly one of the most important Lakers of all time. So why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, I mean, Will Chamberlain was the Laker.
Yep.
He's pretty damn good, too.
I mean, they listed all the names that they left out. Chamberlain was one of them. So, I mean, she left out Worthy. I mean, she left out a bunch of people, but it's top five.
It's embarrassing.
It's top five, so someone had to be upset.
Well, based on who she put on, a lot of people should be upset. By the way, before we get out of here today, Nick's going to preview the big UFC, at least to some degree.
Yes.
All the UFC fights coming up at Toyota Center this weekend.
And how you can make some money on my bookie, so tune into that.
Yeah, there you have that. So stay tuned for all that and a whole lot more. We're just rolling through hour number one of the three-hour program. So there's a ton to get to and a lot more to talk about. You guys want to be a part of it? We'd love to have you. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Fun. Sports. No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
If you love supporting local Texas nonprofits and great coffee, then Cats Coffees are for you. Help give back to places like Enchanted Rock and Buffalo Bayou by going to catscoffee.com. Use the promo code ESPN20 for 20% off.
When you look for a bank, choose a partner with local expertise and local decision-making. Veritex Community Bank offers solutions and a true business ally. We look forward to building your future. We're Veritex Community Bank. True to your business. True to Texas. VeritexBank.com. Member FDIC.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
Hey guys, I hope you're taking advantage of the nice, cool weather. I know I am on my patio from Texas Custom Patios. And if you want to do that, I think you're going to find that your house becomes a home. The craftsmanship is incredible, and your opportunity to add value to your home and value to your life experience is something that you will never forget and certainly never regret. Make sure you go to the website and check out their before and afters, TexasCustomPatios.com, and make sure you get a hold of them for a free consultation, TexasCustomPatios.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back on the box, wrapping up the first hour of the program. It's Nick and myself on a Friday. A Fri-yay, Esme, with her shirt again being fantastic,
like
front and center. Very nice today. So, and Esme's nice every day. If you ever come up to the station, she is the greatest welcoming committee and the prettiest face in the building. So,
yes, indeed,
we appreciate her.
Did you hear what Chris Webber said about the Houston Rockets on the broadcast last night?
No, I did not.
He wasn't very complimentary.
In my 15 years of playing, or 10 years since of being around the league, have I seen such terrible shot selection, so many air balls from guys that have no right, no right. They didn't do it in high school, college, or no level to shoot threes, and out here you just get to throw up a step back three and say, oh, that's what it says. You have to have some type of responsibility to the players around you and understand and reward their trust. You just can't. It has to be a pecking order of who gets to take what shots. It has to be.
Now, he said that about the Rockets?
Correct.
Really?
There has to be a pecking order, he says.
But they don't have an order to peck. I mean, based on who's playing for them, I mean, I don't get that. Because if you had James Harden still, and you had Russ, and you had Eric Gordon, and you had... By the way, I think Eric Gordon did an interview about the lost season that is this year. Well, it's only lost because we couldn't find you. I mean, you've been MIA for how long? I don't think whatever hip injury you had is supposed to last the whole year, but I told you we'd never see him again.
So why is that? Why are they not bringing him back, I guess?
Because they wanted to suck.
Apparently, Marv had a technical issue.
Yeah.
And Reggie Miller was all alone, and Charlie had a field day with that. He was like, oh, no. He started saying the word here 1,000 times, and...
And I heard you guys because I was coming back from Apollo Men's Health and talking about it. And I knew that the technical issue was going on last night. Marv has lost it a little.
A little?
C-Web's lost it a lot.
Lost it?
Now, let me just say this. I was a fan of Chris Webber a couple years ago when he was doing not only NBA games, but he was doing NCAA games.
Okay.
Maybe being in person had something to do with it.
I stand corrected.
I thought that he was actually making great strides and he was at least listenable. This last year, and again, we talked about it that one Milwaukee game where he was combining guys' names. You talk about Shaq hacking up a name. He was combining guys' names. He was talking about just gibberish. He was trying to they would show two players talking on the court, and he was trying to reenact what they were saying when it wasn't even close to what they were possibly saying. And I'm going, what's he doing? Game is he watching?
In that particular clip, I felt like he was a little well-spoken.
Sure.
You know what I mean? More than in the past, but you're right. It looks like they're moving on from him. I don't know if it's a performance-based situation or a salary cap or budget situation, but it looks like they're going to move on from Chris Webber, and he'll no longer be a part of the broadcast. As much as Charlie Polillo hates Reggie Miller, they like that guy. I don't see him.
And I like Reggie, and that's why I've always been. I've fought Charlie on that. I would disagree with him, but I think that the timing of taking Chris Webber off the air tells you it's performance based. Because otherwise, you just let McHale. They didn't offer him another contract, but they let McHale finish out the year because they knew he wasn't going to hurt them in any way.
Right.
I think with the playoffs on the horizon, their peak time of interest, and they take him off and say, we're done. I think that tells you all you need to know about the performance of Chris Webber.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it says a lot. It was an interesting take to have on the broadcast. And the pecking order thing is kind of an interesting situation considering how terrible they are. I don't know if you're really enforcing a pecking order when you're the worst team in the NBA and you have a bunch of young players and a guy in John Wall who's past his prime and was out for I don't know how many games he's been out for the remainder of the season. It's just a weird dynamic. I played the Shaq audio in the very first segment. Yep. I meant to play it during the NBA discussion. So if you missed the first segment of the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about Shaq and his comments about Zach Randolph.
No, let me say that. I'm saying you were talking like they were championship caliber. That's how you were talking. That's the energy
they got home court advantage.
They're playing well. Shout out to my good friend Fresh West. He helped change the culture.
Yes.
Thibodeau's doing a great job, and Zach Randolph is playing MVP caliber basketball.
Hold on.
Congratulations to you, Knicks fans.
He doesn't play right now. Julius Randle.
That's whatever his name is.
You said Zach Randolph.
Oh, well, you know what? I was thinking about my boy Zach. Zebo, what's up, Zebo?
But Julius, similar games, big fella.
Yeah, no, they do got similar games. Yeah, bully ball.
So,
I mean, it's, see, look, if it's anybody that can get away with it, it's two members of the TNT broadcast, one named Charles Barkley, the other Shaquille O'Neal, I would imagine. Kenny doesn't really do that. Kenny, like, knows the players. I'm not saying he knows every starting lineup, but I'm saying at the end of the day, if he doesn't know the name of the player, guess what? He's not going to say it. You know what I mean? If he doesn't know how to pronounce the name, he's probably not going to pronounce it, or he's going to kind of make fun of himself in the process. Ernie is definitely like that, too. Because Charles would, like, on the broadcast, would ask him, so who's Blazers playing again? He's like, you would ask me something like that on the spot. And Ernie would get frustrated because he doesn't have all that information. He's more of a, I'm doing everything in a particular order type of approach, as opposed to Charles and Shaq, who are the absolute opposite.
Systematic, yeah. and prepared.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm curious from a viewer's perspective, because we know how popular the show is. I think that,
they get away with a lot. Yeah. You see the way they call the highlights?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley and Shaq are basically talking over Ernie, calling the highlights every single time. Like, he can't. And you hear Ernie say, we'll get to that in a second. You're like, because he's being premature about mentioning something he's not supposed to be mentioning. And it happens all the time. Like, all the time. And they're like the only team that can get away with that.
And that's why I say, I don't think it matters. Like, if that was Craig and Matt Bullard, Rockets fans would lose their mind, because it's so essential. It's doing local games, especially where you know not only your players, but you know every player that's on the court that night. Whereas when you're tuning into TNT, it's almost like you're tuning in to watch Friends or Seinfeld or a sitcom. So you don't care as much if they hack up. It's part of the entertainment is who are they going to miscall tonight?
Yeah.
And then you're right. It's like comedy teams. The straight man, Kenny or Ernie, cleans up the mess after Charles or Shaq make it.
And Kenny will assist Ernie in those situations sometimes. He's like, hold on, let Ernie finish this. Or hold on, Shaq, just hold that. Like, I've seen him, like, try to help Ernie and kind of keeping the show from, like, getting off the rails.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what makes it work. I mean, that's why they
it's,
do
it. It's almost, and I don't want to say lucky, but I think that the way that all of those guys came together, because I thought it was perfect when Shaq was not part of it. Yeah. I thought when
they told them they didn't need him.
Yeah, when they signed him, I thought that might be overkill. That might be too much, because you already got that kind of character with Charles. But the way they've all meshed, and you take a guy like Ernie, who was already a pro's pro, but you take the way he prepares, but the way he handles everything on the fly, because so much of that stuff is organic that just all of a sudden happens. And the other guys that are unsung are their graphics guys. The guys that are quickly able to cut and paste and put together, like if they're talking about a topic, and by the end of the break, it's Shaq or Charles's head on a dancing fat man.
I love that.
It's just,
I love
the whole concept of the way they do that show is just top notch. That's why they made the Hall of Fame. So there's a little TV to wrap up a lot of your sports talk for the first hour of the program, but we still got 2 hours to go. Lots more to get to. Of course, the Astros coming off a victory in the first game of the Silver Boot Series for the year against the Rangers, if that means anything to you. And by the way,
there was some question that Deke Willie had for you, by the way, in terms of the NBA. We got to get to it.
He did the comparison between NBA players and their comparable porn star.
Well, are you going to expand on that, or are you going to leave him hanging? Go ahead.
Evidently, he likes to be hanging if he's dealing with the porn stars. I don't know any of except for Mia Khalifa. I glanced over it. The porn stars that are being compared, maybe you have a better...
What were the names?
So, before we go to break, evidently there was this list in which they compared NBA players with who their porn star would be.
So, Deshaun was with Khalifa, I'm assuming.
Deshaun doesn't play in the NBA, sir.
No, I meant, it has to be NBA? It can't be any athlete? Oh, okay.
So there's a Lana Rhodes. She's a.k.a. Steph Curry because she changed the game. Without Lana Rhodes, we wouldn't have talent in the league like we have right now. Incredible on both sides of the game. Even if she's slacking on the D, her offense will show out.
She's usually like a top 10 ranked Pornhub girl.
Lana Rhodes is?
Yeah.
What about
Astrid
Wett?
I don't know who she is.
I don't either.
But I think Lana Rhodes is like a top 10 gal.
Astrid Wett compared to rookie LaMelo Ball, because there's a lot of hype surrounding her. She's already all-star caliber. No clue.
Okay.
Johnny Sins is Michael Jordan because he's been the do-everything, do-everyone of the porn industry.
Okay.
This one's going to get you, Nick. Violet Myers is Kyle Lowry. Violet Myers is like Kyle Lowry because she has a humongous big grabber-rabber. I'm not sure what
Violet
that is.
What?
But I can
Violet what?
Grabber. Violet Myers, M-Y-E-R-S. What's a grabber-rabber? I can only imagine it's the below the equator female.
I guess I don't. The only one I recognize so far is Lana Rhodes. I don't recognize any of these porn stars.
Oh, now based on the description of a grabber rabber, Nick, they go on to say a grabber rabber, juicy, succulent. I can't believe they use that adjective or that one ass.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
I guess Kyle Lowry has junk in the trunk. Mia Khalifa was compared to Enes Kanter because she had one good season and everyone thought she was amazing, but she hates her country just like Kanter.
That's a perfect comparison, actually.
Okay.
I feel like that's a really good one. That's probably the best one on the list, in my opinion.
Ash Cash, Nick.
I have no idea who that is.
Ash Cash is like Ja Morant because she's young, new to the game, but already a legend. She has potential to go far in the sport, sacrificing her body for the long run. She's a fan favorite. Good at attacking the rim, leaving nothing left.
Interesting. So far, I only recognize two. Lena Rhodes and Mia Khalifa.
Abella Danger, also known as LeBron James, because Abella Danger is the best in the game. Versatile at both ends of the floor, both lesbian and straight. The D always surrounds her, and she's very good with the ball. She also is clutch when it matters.
The D always surrounds her.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I mean, if you're in the biz.
Abella Danger sounds familiar. Again, I'm going to go with only two names that I recognize so far. Let's keep going. How long is this list, by the
Crystal
way?
Crystal Lust is like Shaquille O'Neal. They both use their body to their advantage in a battle with others. Some say she's the best player of her size and position. D is light work to her, like Shaq says, barbecued chicken.
Crystal Lust? Have no idea who she is.
How about Riley Reid?
She's massive.
Oh, well, there you go.
That
Riley Reid is Russell Westbrook because they are both Russ and Riley are overrated and has a Mickey Mouse MVP. She started her career off good too, but over time became annoying.
Man, if you look at this Crystal Lust Instagram, it's nothing but pictures of her behind. That's it. Every single one of them.
Makes you want to ask a question, doesn't it?
And then she has her OnlyFans link, and she has 500,000 followers.
Maybe consider yourself saying, but why?
That's all you see on that Instagram page. It's just
wondering,
and they have to
the
be fake.
End is near.
It's like her body does this, and then it like shoots out on both sides. And then it comes back in. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All right, we got to go to break.
There's a lot more, Nick. Supposedly, Brandy Love equals James Harden in the honorable mention category. Lisa Ann equals Paul Pierce, and I don't know why. And somehow Kim Kardashian equals Derrick Rose.
She's a porn star? She doesn't count as a porn star.
I don't think so
either.
Lisa
Ann, yeah. Lisa Ann is kind of a goat when it comes down to
porn. Don't we need explanations? They said part two is coming soon. Maybe they'll explain the honorable mentions. Mia Malkova is Kevin Durant.
Not
for those
familiar.
Of you with time in your hands and an internet connection, have at it. We've got one in the books, two to go. Second hour of the show coming up next. It's PressBox ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
Finding great candidates to